gotta admit, that's a good play. Come on. How can you lose a play that close? The latest and greatest. Might sound like Forever 21, but it's still the same day. So what's going on right now out there? Ricky, don't judge me.
All right, welcome.
Stand up together. Let's worship God together. Lord, you're worthy. We just come before you with worship on our hearts, no matter where we're at, no matter what's going on, whether we're on the mountaintop or we're in the valley. Lord, we come to you because you're worthy, Jesus. And we come to you with worship on our hearts, worship that's due to a righteous King. Lord, just give us perspective, God, as we approach you tonight. Just the honor to be in your presence, to know that you're here, to know that you're amongst us. Lord, what the great honor that is just to know. And Lord, how we just come to you tonight with every intent to just make you everything, so that all our concerns, all our worries just fade away. And that you become everything tonight, Lord. We just pray over Cayucas as we just approach this place and the church. We ask that you give us insight, Lord. We ask that you give us insight as to know how to reach this specific north side of town. We just believe in it. We believe in the people here. We know that everyone has a need for you and for a touch from you, Lord. Make this place more and more known for your presence, more and more known for your worship, more and more known to be anchored upon your truth. Lord, and just fix on our hearts the vision. With all our praise, all our worship, Lord, what we have to give.
Christ is my reward and all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that can ever satisfy you. Every trial, my soul will sing, no turning back. I've been set free.
Let's declare that together. Christ is enough. Sing it.
Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me.
Yeah.
this hope will never fail. Heaven is my home.
Yeah.
Through every storm, my soul will see Jesus is here. You got me the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. It's everything I need, Savior. It's everything I need, Christ. Sing it out. Christ is enough. No turning back.
We'll sing it out.
I am decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. No turning back.
Right, sing it out. Sing it out.
Christ is enough.
Our desire for need right now on Jesus. We may have had needs in this place, but let's just ask for our needs to line up to His will right now. God, would you just take the things on our hearts, take the concerns of today and yesterday, the concerns of tomorrow. Lord, would you just give us a desire and an ability to just need what you want for us, Lord. Would you just change our attitudes and our hearts right now to just shift over to what you have for us, Lord. We just want only what you want for us, God. Everything we need is in you. All we have is in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Everything we need, we'll find in Him. All our needs are met through Him. Yeah. Thank you. let's let that just rain right now. Oh Lord, how we love you, God, and how much you've given for us, Lord. So much beyond what we see and what we know. Jesus, we just lift up with gratitude to you right now, saying how much we love you, Lord. We worship you and praise you with it. Oh, how we love you. Because we are sons and daughters of the living God, and he has given us an inheritance that gives us a hope to look forward to, that death can't take away, and that is that the kingdom is near, and that we'll all be together in his presence and before our love, our Jesus, face to face. And we just, Lord, right now, just bring our affections to you. We just bring our attitudes and everything we are, that you've given us a body with a mind and a spirit, a soul, in a brain, Lord. Right now we just come to you with every area, our souls and our hearts, Lord, that they would line up to a perfect balance that just finds you in the midst of us, Lord. That we wouldn't be able to miss you, Lord, that though times may be tested right now, the times may be about seeing it through, that we may be a season of Job in the lives of some of our lives, that you would be the one who is just proclaimed as good and true, and that we would be faithful, Lord. Faithful to see through the mandate that you've called us to, and that is to love one another. To start back from the basics, Lord. And that would be enough, Lord, that you just begin to make the simple things enough in our lives, Jesus. And that it would be all about serving you again, Lord, that you would just find us. Lord, Lord, in the secret places, as we're driving, or as we're alone, those areas where we think, God, you would just begin to invade those places right now. Lord, we just commit every area, every closet, every secret place to you, God, to just speak to us, Lord. Would you just agree on that today? Let's just ask the Lord to just take over every area of our lives, that as he just seeks us out, as he makes himself known, that it would just be amplified. God, we desire that, Lord. And so, God, we just ask right now that it would be true, Lord, that you would use every area, Lord. And that our eyes and our ears would be so sensitive that we wouldn't be able to miss you. I think sometimes we miss him because we're so hard-hearted. I think sometimes we're so easy to miss the presence of God because we've allowed the enemy to say things about us that aren't true. But God says, you are my son, you are my heirs, and I have a great kingdom that is being built for you right now. Your inheritance is great, and you roam the earth. Be a light to those who don't know this truth. He's calling you right now back to the simple things, back to the simple things, and that it would be everything, and that he would be everything, making those things everything, that it would all fall into place. God, we love you, Jesus. Would you just stir our hearts more and more as this night goes on, as your spirit is here, and as you are just working on molding our hearts into your likeness, God, we just come to you in with willingness, God, to say, here I am, use me, Lord, change me, God. In this room, as a gathering, Lord, just agree with your will over our lives. Lord, long for your will in our lives. We just worship you, Lord. You're enough, God. Can we just say that? You're enough. Would you just in your heart and say that? You're enough. Father, you're enough. No matter what's going on, you're enough. You're everything. You've been our supply. Would we just look at those things that have been robbing us? We would just say, you're enough, God. We're to stand on his rock and just throw those things off. Because he's enough. You're enough, Lord. We can take it all and we still have everything. You're enough. Thank you, Father. Enough. Bow down.
Jesus, So I just it made me just have to get deeper and deeper and deeper into the Lord and deeper into the Word. I had to like really, really dig deep. And I'm really happy that I did, because it just showed me, like, the harder I pressed, the harder that I got blessed through it all. Because God just showed me, like, an overwhelming admiration for my wife and my mother. And all mothers, you know. If you guys are moms, can you guys please stand up? If you're wives, yeah. If your wives, stand up too. If you guys are wives, stand up. You don't have to be a mother. Stand up. Seriously.
Yeah, come on.
Because there's no difference. Like, you're a wife, and like it's the same as being a mom.
We're a kid.
Like, Kelly cleans up after my mess. Like, every time I try to do homework, she grabs me by the ear to make me go do office work, you know. Hollers at me to take out garbage. But anyway, but the harder I pressed it, the harder I got blessed, because it showed me just admiration and respect for motherhood that I never had before. And it was like God was just revealing that mothers, I don't want you guys to get a big head, but that mothers have a lot of Christ-like natural qualities and abilities in them. You know, like mothers are, growing up, mothers were our saviors. You know, I watched my wife when a baby, you know, I have a baby, a six-month-year-old baby. And my baby, she doesn't even have to cry in the middle of the night. She just like, and I'll be sound asleep, and all she'll do, and Kelly's, boom, she's up, and she's running into the crib, and she grabs her and just holds her in her arms. You know, she's quick to save. She's quick to save, like Jesus. You know, I remember with my mom, I remember I was playing football, and I was a little kid, and I was playing football, and this kid tried to tackle me. He tried to. And he tried to tackle me, and I high stepped, and I ran into a pile of wood. Remember that?
Yeah.
I ran into a pile of wood. Yeah, I high stepped him, and I ran. I made a touchdown and spiked the ball. Yeah, it was awesome. I was way more awesome when I was a little kid than I am now. But I spiked the ball, and I looked down, and I'm like, yeah. I start limping. And I look down, and my leg's covered in blood. And I just start screaming, I just start screaming at the top of my lungs, and my mom heard me from down the way, and here comes my mom. I see my mom running down the street from blocks away, and she was quick. My mom picked me up in her arms. You remember that? Mom picked me up in my arms, and she carried me home, like all the way home, like a block away.
And you were heavy.
I still am. But she was quick to save. You know, moms are our saviors. Moms are our healers when we get scrapes and boo-boos, right? When we scrape up our knees, our moms bring us in. They squirt that alcohol on our knees. Love hurts. But they patch us up. They're quick to save. They're quick to heal. They're quick to, they're miracle workers. They're just all these wonderful, wonderful things. They're our counselors when we need times of trouble, right? And moms are definitely our friends as well. And I feel, and like Jesus, mothers have a lot of qualities like Jesus, and Jesus has a lot of qualities like mothers. Kim, let's look to Matthew 23:37. Now, I don't want to base a whole theology around this, around what I'm about to say, but there's a scripture here that Jesus actually acknowledges himself as a motherly type, okay? And I don't want to base a whole theology around it, but there's this one scripture that I came across, and it's this. It says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you again. And, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, one thing like that I get from the scripture, and it correlates with life, is that, and I'm talking about myself, like the Bible says to profess one another's sins to each other. I'm gonna do that right now. Is my mother loved me unconditionally when I really did not deserve it, right? I was like a major butthead growing up, and I did not deserve it. And just like Jesus, he's the same way. He just loves unconditionally. In Jerusalem, they killed prophets. I think there were 7 altogether, Papa, right? I don't know. Give me some grace, guys. There were 7 altogether, including Jesus, that led up to him. And they did not deserve Jesus' love. But Jesus was there anyway. He said, I want to gather you up in my arms and protect you like a mother. I want to hold you tight, you know. I want to love you like a mother loves you. And he's the same way with us today. He feels the same way, even though we do not deserve it. You guys ever feel that way? Like Jesus is always there for us, even when we don't deserve it. And I feel like this is me talking. I feel like I've kind of taken advantage of that. I don't know if that's the right word, but I've definitely taken it for granted, you know? Like I've taken my mother for granted growing up, you know? Just being a biggest butthead. And it's like we kind of do what we want to, and, you know, they're always going to be there. That's how I felt growing up as a kid. Like, my mom's always going to be here for me. She's always going to love me, you know. I can go out and be stupid and, you know, ride my bicycle on the handlebars and backwards going down a one-way road, you know. And she's still going to love me if I do something stupid and I hurt myself. If I'm playing with matches and I burn the whole forest down, she's going to wrap me up in her arms. She's going to love me for it. She's still going to love me. She's going to be, thank God you're okay, right? I feel like we've done that with Jesus, like we've just kind of pushed him away, and we just kind of do our thing, and we're out playing in the street, like hanging from trees by our legs, and when we screw up, when we go against his guidance, it's like, Jesus, I need you, God, I love you, right? You guys ever feel? Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
Am I the only one? I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to be the only one. Like I've known a lot of like atheists even that have screwed up in BC days, before Christ days. Okay, I've hung out with atheists and they've drinking all night, you know, and even atheists will be at the toilet bowl throwing up. Oh God, right? Where are you? I love you. I swear I'll be good. I want to come to you. You know what I mean? It's like I feel like that's how we are. We just do our thing. And when life falls apart and we're all jacked up, we come to God. God, I love you. You know, I'm your child. I want to be with you. And he's always there for us like a mother. Mothers don't care. Like if you're screwing up, she's there to love you. She's there to comfort you. And I feel like that's just how Christ is. But I feel like we just feel like it's their job to do that. You know, like I had an uncle that he just got out of prison. He's been out of prison his whole life, and he would always steal from our family, and he was always doing stupid stuff. He was on drugs, always doing these stupid things. And my grandma was always with open arms. Didn't matter. Come here, I love you, you know. Come here, come, you know. Always fix some food, just loving. You know, that's how Jesus is. But the thing about Christ is all he desires is he wants to be our friend. Like our mothers, you know, I got to a certain age when I became a teenager, and my mom would throw birthday parties for me. You know, I got to that age where I was like, oh, Mom, I want to be with my friends. I want to do that, you know. I want to do that. And I kind of pushed her away. And all she really desired was to be my friend. You know, she loved me unconditionally. And the things about moms, guys, is I've noticed, like with Kelly, is that they literally have laid down their lives for us. And all they want to do is be our friends. Let's look up John 15, 13 to 14. Mm-hmm. It says, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. Now, like I said, Jesus doesn't want us just to come to him when we're all scraped up and beat up and we've gone down the crooked path and we come to him and, God, we love you now. You know what I mean? He wants to be in the boat with you. He wants to be our friend. And he wants to guide us and be with us through these times. And I think about my wife when as a mother, I think about my wife. You know, my wife, she's put off her schooling. She only has one more year left of schooling, and she can have her own classroom, right? My wife has her own dreams and ambitions that she's had for a long time. And she's put off 3 years of this because we've lost some children. But she's put off 3 years of this because she's totally put her dreams, her desires, and everything, she just laid it down. She laid down her life so she could lift up our daughters. And it just hits me really hard, you know. And I think about that, it's like, man, Jesus was only, he was in his early 30s when he did this ministry. He was 31, 32, he's like my age. He was young, you know, really young. he was my age, and I just think about it, man. If he let the world speak louder than God, if he let the world speak louder than the Father, if he let his fleshly just earthly ambition going off on a rabbit trail, but I'm sure he could have had his own ambitions. Think about it. He was a man. What if he thought, I can get married? You know, I don't have to do this whole God thing. I don't have to go and die for you guys. I don't have to suffer and get tortured. I don't have to do this. I can get married. I can have a great carpentry business, great construction business. I'm sure I could do great. I mean, I can pull splinters out of my hand, you know? So he literally laid down everything for us. And just like what my mother did. Just like what my mother did and just like what Kelly did. And I'm pretty sure every woman can relate to that, right? Yeah? But that's how Jesus is. He loves us like a mother. That's how he is. And all he wants is a friendship. And all we have to do is come to him, come to God, come to him like our parent, come to him like our mother, come to Father God like our father. We just have to be like children. Let's look to Matthew 19:14. You got it, Kim? But Jesus said, let the children come to me. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. And then let's look at the other one, Kim. Matthew 18, 2 through 4. It's kind of the same verse. Kind of says the same thing. He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. See, all we need to do is let him parent us. All we need to do is come to him like a child. Now think of a child, like I think of my baby. My child she's vulnerable, she's delicate, she's holy, she's innocent. That's how we just need to come to him. She's trusting. When I was a baby, my dad used to do this thing with me. You guys ever do this or see anybody in your family do this? He would hold me in his hands like this, and I would stand in his hands, and I was just a little baby, and he'd hold me up like this in the air. I was just a little kid, just standing. And I had trust, man. I trusted my father that I would not fall. Like, if I was to do that today, it's probably like lifting me up above the basketball hoop. You know what I mean? And my father would just hold me up there like this, and I'd be like, yeah, this is awesome. Because I trusted him. I trusted him. I trusted his guidance. I trusted my father. And I trusted my mother. See, we need to come like children to Jesus and come to children to our Heavenly Father. See, we need to trust and the thing about kids is we're vulnerable. We are vulnerable as children of God. Like, we're so vulnerable that without their guidance, without parental guidance, Heavenly Father parental guidance, we could go across the street, we can get hurt, right? Like little kids run out in the street, they get hurt. We need to come to them like that, like children, and just be like, man, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of you. Parent me, please. I want a relationship with you. You know what I'm saying? Are you guys with me? See, as children, we get their direction. We get their guidance. We get protection. And we allow them to parent us because we can't do this life without them. If we do life without God, the world can end up speaking louder than truth. Okay, I'm just going to go. If I do this world without God, the earth, this world will speak louder than truth. It'll speak louder than Him. Okay? That means without guidance, I can make really bad decisions. I can move across country, and I can end up in all kinds of messes. You know, I could end up doing jobs that I'm not supposed to do and getting hurt in relationships that I'm not supposed to have, mixing and mingling with people that I'm not supposed to, right? I can end up losing everything that I have just because of my bad decisions. God is our Father. He's our parent, and all He wants to do is have a relationship with us. All He wants to do is be our friend. And all we have to do is be His child. It's easy. We just got to be innocent and vulnerable and allow Him to guide us. And that's it. So if the worship team can come back up. It's not a long message tonight. I appreciate you guys giving me grace because I'm not a mother. But our Father Jesus loves us unconditionally, no matter what we do in life. But they want a relationship with us so we don't have to go through bad things in life, so we don't have to skim up our knees and come to Him when we're bleeding and hurting. He wants us to guide us through life so we don't have to come to Him like that. But He will. He'll scoop us up like mothers do. He'll love us just like that, but we got to let Him guide us. We got to let Him be our parents. Say, let's have a friendship with Him, an awesome friendship with our mother, an awesome friendship with Jesus, so we don't harm ourselves. And let's start today, every single day. Every single day I walk out the door, I hang out with my baby, and I just love her so much, I want to cry. I love her so much before I go to work. You know what I mean? And that's what it should be like when we're in His presence. She's sitting on His lap, like, smiling like my baby, like, Papa, I love you. That's what it means to be like. So I just say, just let's get a relationship with Him right now before we mess up and do things before it's too late. So He doesn't have to heal our hearts. Let Him guide us and protect us. Hold underneath His wings. Father, I just thank You, God. I thank You for everything that You've done for me, Lord. I thank You that You've taken my sin, Lord, away, and all my habits away from You, God. I thank You for a new creation under You, Father. I thank You for everyone here, Lord, and that relationship that can be tapped into You, Father. I thank You, God. If everybody could just repeat this prayer after me, Father,
devotion.
Now there's nothing in this world that can ever satisfy. Through every trial, the soul will see no turning back. Of His
I just felt the Lord just calling us to meet with Him. And I don't think that's necessarily in this season just setting aside time for Him. I think it's about putting Him on the front of our minds daily. That it would just be a part of how we operate. Just like getting up and taking a shower, brushing your teeth, having some breakfast. That it would become our lives. That He would become everything. And right now, He's calling every single one of us to a deeper place, a place beyond what we've known, that is with Him. Just like Ricky was saying, for us to have true relationship with Him, that we would learn maybe what it is to be a son, to be a daughter of a living God. He's calling us today. He's calling us to just begin to make Him everything, that we would find satisfaction first only in Him, and that nothing else would be a concern. Would you join me in that today? As we face these weeks to come with so much obligation, ambition, and desires, that He would first become everything, and that we would stand for Him over all these things, that He would be found in them, and through us people would find Him. Would you stand with me as we sing this together? Stand up, rise to your feet, and let's just proclaim that victory over our lives, because we can do nothing aside Him, and all things are through Him, our living God. Let's declare our love to Him and how He will become everything. Sing this out.
Oh, Christ is enough for me.
Everything I need is in you. Everything I need, play. Oh,
turning back, no turning back. Yeah, I decided, and decided, to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back.
Yeah.